producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hello, everybody. It is the Tom Chenault Show, and we are having an incredible Saturday afternoon. I hope you are having a great day. Hello, Marianne Niehaus. How are you, kid?
Hello, Tom. I am so excited about the show today. I mean, I love
you
our
guest.
I do.
Why?
I have kind of a little mini crush.
Really? Have you met him? Did you meet him? Have you met him yet?
You know what? I think I saw him at one time. I think it was at an Eric Worre thing, but, I mean, we had him on the show before. And
he's
so
one of the most intense guys I know. He's one of the highest. I mean, he's just so highly respected. It's incredible. He will be at the GoPro event. You want to meet him. But more importantly, he's a good guy. He's made tens of millions of dollars in network marketing, I would assume. I can't. He probably just says millions, but that's the way that goes. But he is an author as well as an absolute incredible network marketer. I first came across him many, many years ago when this guy was just bringing people in right and left through some system he had into another company. And I go, how is this guy doing it? And then I started, so I thought, well, all he is an internet marketer. So then I'm talking to some people and they said, Brian Carruthers is my mentor. And I said, you mean this guy is not only wide, meaning he can bring people in, he's deep, meaning he can build organizations. And they said, he is the best. He came from a real estate family. He came from a family with huge success already. And now he's killing it in network marketing. Brian Carruthers, how are you, buddy?
Well, I'm blushing after all that. How are you, Tom?
I'm great. And, you know, in light of what's going on with Avima, I really wanted you on this show. Because what they said was we were picking the pockets of really demographics that shouldn't have their pockets picked. And in the case of Avima, it was specifically the young kids that were in college, but they also talked about the senior citizens and people like that that also deserve to have somebody protect their back. And then the conversation came to all the income claims, and then it went to all these guys that are supposedly making all this money that are ultimately and really broke. And that resonated with me because if you're going to make a lot of money in network marketing, you should know how to hang on to it. And I think you've hung on to it better than really anybody I know. And I just want to get you to talk about that a little bit. So before we go there, Brian, talk about your new book and just give us an overview of what that's going to be about and when it's going to launch.
Sure. Well, it's officially launched. It's called Money Mindset. And, you know, I've written two books in the last 3 years. The first was Making My First $10 Million, a little booklet that people use for recruiting, gets people into your business. And then a year and a half ago, Building an Empire came out, which was a full-blown 260-page training manual on how to build your entire network marketing business from scratch to $1 million a year. And both of them have done very well. One gets people into the business for you. One teaches you and your team how to go out and build it. But what I found is that, you know, I've been in network marketing now for 20 years, and you and I both know that as you meet all these folks and they see all this new income coming in, hey, look, I'm not going to even start talking about the millions of dollars. Let's talk about people that are making an extra $500. If somebody's got a job and they're working network marketing part-time and they're making an extra $500 to $1,000 a month, that's realistic. That's being done by many, many, many people. But why is it that those people that are making this extra money aren't feeling any better off? They don't feel much less stressed than they were before that extra money started coming in. Well, the reason why is because they don't know what they don't even know what they're doing with the extra money. If they have any extra after they service their debt, they're just blowing it. So I've watched people, Tom, and I'm telling you, over and over again, people make $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 a year, making all this incredible income in this industry, and unfortunately, at the end of the year, where's the money? They're spending on homes and cars and watches and expensive bottles of champagne and flying first class. And look, you know, like you said, I've done very well for myself. There's nothing against flying first class. Don't hear me wrong, but I don't fly first class. I've got a nice home and some cars and stuff like that, but I live on a very small portion of my income because I've learned from some very incredible mentors that taught me how to be very smart with my money. You know, like Kevin O'Leary says on Shark Tank, I want to send my money out in the world and have it come back with friends. I don't want to send it out and have it get lost in the wilderness, right? So we need to teach all of the network marketers out there how to pay your taxes right, to pay as little as you can, but pay it on time and keep as much in your pocket and invest that money and build wealth instead of just servicing debt the rest of your life.
I agree with that 1,000%. So how do we do that? And are we able to put this moneymindsetbook.com? Have you launched yet? Are we able to actually blow this out to the world?
Absolutely. Just went live, and anybody that's listening right now, they could be one of the first to get their hands on a copy. There's a full paperback book. You can also get an e-book, and also did a special. It's not an audio book. I've not gone into the studio and actually read the book into a microphone, but I did almost an hour additional training audio program that they can get for like $10 or whatever, where they can actually listen to this stuff in their car or at the gym, and they can just, again, condition it. We've got to recondition or recalibrate everybody's mindset on how they actually think about money, not only on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level. Most people are repelling money instead of attracting it. And so I pray, Tom, that this book will help people to do better financially. You know, I don't want people making $1 million and then have nothing to show for it. You know, there's difference between people say, well, I'm a millionaire. No, you might have earned $1 million, but if you don't have $1 million net worth, you're not a millionaire. So these terms get thrown around inside and outside of our industry. And I want people to become wealthy. I want people to be able to have financial security, and that only comes if you actually have the right mindset and a game plan.
I couldn't agree with you more. And your experience, number one, you know how to attract money, and you know how to hang on to it. So talk a little bit, because your book talks about it. How do you attract money instead of repel it? Talk about that just off the top.
Well, sure. I mean, look, here's the thing. If everybody would stop for a minute and just think about how we've been programmed. You know, if you went to a church or you heard from your grandparents or, you know, or wherever you heard it, you know, money or the love of money is the root of all evil, or rich people are greedy and bad and they're going to go to a bad place. Be sure people say bad things about money or about people that are in pursuit of money, then you think money is an evil or a dirty thing. And so just like if you ingest poison in your body knows, without you having to consciously think about it, it knows to throw it up so that you won't get sick or you don't die. The same thing happens with money. So if you subconsciously think that money is dirty or evil, you're going to go out and earn money because we all know to live in this world, we have to have money to pay our bills to be able to live. But what most people do is they live to service debt. They go out and make, if they have $5,000 a month in bills, they make six, they pay the five, and any extra, the extra thousand in their mind is just extra, and they blow it.
Yeah.
But if you change your mindset to actually creating wealth, You make your six, the five has to get paid out, but the extra thousand is already earmarked from day one to go into your wealth building account. People actually go out there and grow your personal net worth.
Very cool. Now, you are legendary in the business because you were early into Apple and made a lot of money. Are you primarily a person that invests in the stock market? Do you buy income producing real estate? What do you do with your dough?
I wish I could say I was early into Apple. I didn't start investing in Apple until maybe 5 years ago when it was already in the hundreds. But, I do buy stocks. First of all, I think everybody needs to start, and I talk about this in the book, you start where you need to start, which is don't become a stock picker unless you're actually an expert in the stock market. And if you start being a stock picker, I can tell you, anybody that's done it, they know it'll take over your brain. You'll be watching CNBC and a ticker all day long. You'll be worried about the stock market. If the stock market goes down, it ruins your day. So I don't encourage anybody to go out and become a stock picker. Now, I've got my money parked with some money managers that are very good, have great track records, that have got me invested into some different equities and some private equity ventures as well. I've got some real estate properties. I've got five houses I rent out and so forth. But a bulk of my money is mostly in equities and even, some bonds and things like that. But, I can tell you that, whether it be Apple or Under Armour or even, Tom, you and I both know a company called Herbalife. When Herbalife, I know they're not going to get shut down. And so when they got attacked by the billionaire hedge fund manager who put $1 billion short bet against them and the stock went down to 29, I went in pretty heavy at 29. And I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars earlier this year just by buying some options on it, riding it back up. And now it's at what? Today it's at 55. So, the bottom line, when you have money, and you start to learn what to do with it, you can actually make a lot of money. I mean, I've done better in my investments this year than I have for my normal regular cash flows for my business. And that's great when your income from your investment becomes seven figures, not just the money that you're out there chasing every day, but your income and your investment income. So, in network marketing, we've got our immediate income we're generating now. We got our back end book of business, which is our residual cash flow. But then hopefully you funnel all that money into your investments and have your investments making you money. Paul J. Meyer, one of my mentors who passed away a few years ago, he always said, look, you got to put your overalls on your money and have it go to work for you. And that's what I want to help people to do.
Well, that's exciting stuff. And even if you talk to Kiyosaki, he says that if you got a job making $10,000 a month and you're going to be wealthy when your residual income is greater than the income that you're making from your job and you're putting that money to work every month and it's residual income. And everybody can do it. And it takes discipline. And you've got to focus on writing deposit slips. Not
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are... And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It is the fabulous and great Brian Carruthers. I don't know if you know who this guy is. 28 years old, he decided to really step on the gas pedal in network marketing, even though prior to that he'd make some serious money and knew a lot of really, really important people. And he just stepped on the gas pedal. And he is an entrepreneur's entrepreneur. He is a savvy guy. When you meet him, you can see nothing but intensity. And he knows how to do it. And he's written this incredible book called Money Mindset. You have to buy it. You have to buy the book, and you have to buy it right now. MoneyMindsetBook.com. You can go to his website. You can read about Brian. You can see, you know, he says he doesn't buy $10,000 suits, but he sure as hell looks like he's got one on in this photo. But I'm going to tell you something. Brian Carruthers is the real deal, because not only does he not know, he knows how to make money, but he knows how to hang on to it. Marianne Niehaus, those were two things. When I met you, you said the first thing, I'll never forget what you said to me. Do you remember that quote when you walked up, the question you asked?
No, I don't.
You said, Tom, I need you to teach me how to manage money.
Yeah.
And then you showed me how much money you had. And I said, you don't have to worry about managing money, Marianne, because you don't have any.
You don't have any.
But we have to figure out how to make you some money and then manage it. And what you did yesterday was you went down and picked up, because silver is at an all-time low right now, a historic low. You went out and bought 100. Did you go buy 100 ounces of silver last night?
Yeah.
Where's that silver at? Is it in the office here?
It's in the safe.
Oh, we have to see it, because I want to see a picture of it, and we'll put it on the wall when we
heavy.
Yeah, it is. 100 ounces is a lot of silver.
Yeah.
But you're actually buying things that are appreciating in value. You're debt free and you're rolling down the road, right?
And you know, Brian, I love what you said about people's mindset and what this book is about, because you're absolutely right. We've been brainwashed. And you know, I came from that same kind of, you know, mental attitude about money, and you know, rich people are not good. And so I think it's taken a long time. You know, I'm a little bit older, and so it's taken me a while to change my mindset, but I think that's exactly what we need to do. And I have worked on teaching my kids that mindset, and that's where we have to start.
No doubt.
Absolutely. Yep.
No doubt about it. Go ahead.
Let me just say something about this, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, everybody's got to figure out what their goals are, what's their value. You know, if they don't care about money or amassing a whole lot of it, they just want to live a life and just make enough money, work just hard enough to make enough money to support that lifestyle. Look, that's great. I mean, people can find happiness wherever they find it, and everybody's wired differently. But I can tell you that when stress comes along, you know, when something happens in your family and somebody in your household needs $100,000 or $200,000 to get very special medical attention that they can't otherwise get at their local hospital, you know, it's great to be able to stroke a check. You know, when your church wants to send some people on a mission trip, but they say, hey, we can't afford to do it this year, it's great to be able to stroke a check. So, you know, when we attach goodness to money, and we say, hey, these are the reasons why I want to attract. Look, Paul J. Meyer, one of my mentors, while he was alive, he and his family gave over $450 million away to charity. You know, he put thousands of kids all the way through school, set up a center for battered women in Texas, and all kinds of amazing things. But what's great is that his legacy that he left behind, his estate, his trust, continue to give millions and millions and millions of dollars. And when he was alive, I was down in Cayman Islands at his home with him, and he said, "Brian, I want to make as much money as I possibly can, because every dollar I have is God's by right of creation. I'm just a temporary steward of it while I'm here on Earth, but I want to make so much money because I want to do so much good with it." And look, years ago, I mean, I made my first $1 million in network marketing by the time I was 30, and it kept on growing from there. So it's been a long, long, long time that I actually needed to make extra money, that I needed to make more money to be able to pay for my life, okay? You know, that's been over and done with a long time ago. For me, I want to make so much money. I mean, I want to make a lot of money because I can do amazing things with it. I've got some awesome, you know, ideas and goals over the next 5 or 10 years, but I want to do things that would be beneficial. I mean, look at what Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, some of these people, are able to do with their billions of dollars to do great things around the globe. I mean, you know, sometimes we think too small. We put ourselves in this little box, this little cage, and we just live our kind of an existence of a life. And I don't think people really want that.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And this book and this show isn't about the Brian Carruthers of the world that made all that money. It's about the Marianne Niehauses, who was working a job, supporting a husband. He's an electrician, doesn't make a ton of money, but makes enough. You've got two kids. And having a little extra money really, really made a difference in your life and changed your life. And what I've seen you do with money, Marianne, prudently, I'm proud of. And you're, other than the fact that your husband spent $600 on a gun, I was upset about that.
It's an investment.
Yeah, everything else that you've done with money, I completely agree with. But we're coming back right after this. It is the Tom Chenault Show. Brian Carruthers is...
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding. It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, it is Tom Chenault, it's Marianne Niehaus, it's Brian Carruthers, and we are back. We're talking about his tremendous book called Money Mindset. I don't know if you know who this guy is. He's written, this is his third book, and they aren't long books. So don't think this is Tony Robbins. I don't know if you've read that book by Tony Robbins, but my daughter gave me the hard copy of it, but at age 64, I couldn't even lift it, so I had to buy the one on the internet so at least I could read it on a Kindle. Brian's book isn't going to be that way. It's not going to be a bunch of that noise. It's going to be about mindset, and you are going to love it, just like his previous two books. So the name of the game is for each and every one of you to get this book right now, Money Mindset. How much money? Do they need to make $10,000 a month in order to set themselves free, Brian, or can they make $500 to $1,000 and it can start? What do you think?
Well, absolutely. That's the best question in the world. I mean, people consider themselves failures in network marketing if they're only making hundreds of dollars a month, because they compare themselves to these top earners that are on the conference calls and on the stages and on the company DVD and so forth. And they say, oh, man, I'm not making $100,000 a month, or I'm not making $20,000 a month. So you know, I'm nothing. No, you're not nothing. I mean, if you're making, look, if you made an extra $20 a day, an extra $600 a month, $600, would you consider yourself a wild success story? Well, here's the thing. Maybe not if you're just spending that $600 every single month that it comes in. If you're earning and burning, then yeah, that's the case. But what if you took that $600 and you invested it and compounding it over time with the S&P index average of a 10% annual return over the last 40 years, what if you went out and did that $600 a month? In 20 years, it turns into $459,000. In 30 years, $1.36 million. And in 40 years, $3.8 million. So you can set yourself up and your kids and for generations for, you know, with $600 extra income. So I want everybody to always remember, it's not how much you're making, it's what you're doing with the money that you make. I can take person A, who's investing their $600, which is all they've got coming in, but they're investing it right, and person B, somebody who's making a couple hundred grand a year, but they're blowing it. 30 years from now, person A is financially free, and person B is in bankruptcy.
Is that crazy enough?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, and who we don't want to be is the bankrupt guy. We want to be person A. So the name of the game, everybody, is listen. So how about paying your taxes? I mean, obviously, when you're a W-2 employee or something like that, you haven't got deductions. In network marketing, you use the deductions the right way. You can let the government work for you without dodging taxes. You're using the laws that were built for you, right, Brian?
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. A lot of people new to the industry or new to owning their own business, they're not familiar with the tax write-offs. You know, you're right. If you're a W-2 employee, your company takes out their taxes to pay to Uncle Sam before they send you your paycheck. Here, they give us your paycheck first. Your commissions come to you first, and then you're allowed to write off all your deductions, and then you pay the Uncle Sam, you pay your taxes on whatever's left over. But the key
right.
is knowing what those deductions are so you can actually write them off properly and legally as much as you possibly legally can so you can keep as much in your pocket as possible. And a lot of people, unfortunately, in this industry are not good at paying taxes. They're not used to it. So you get your first year and take what your income is, you take out your deductions, and you pay the IRS. After your first
right.
year and you've got a history of income, now you need to pay quarterly estimated taxes. You know, four times a year. So at the end of the year, you don't have to say, oh my gosh, I owe the IRS $20,000. You've already paid it all along as it was coming in. Very, very important to be disciplined because either in life or in this business, either you're going to have self-discipline or the government's going to discipline you.
And you don't want that happening for sure. You do not want the government. I mean, I went through two audits in 2008 and 2009, and you don't want to go through that. I mean, fortunately, I was in good shape on it, but it was a lot of work. But just pay your taxes. Take the high road, pay your taxes, and don't go through that brain damage. And again, there's a lot of write-offs that are available to you taking the high road that are legal, they're fun, and you can really do a lot with them, but don't be dumb about it. And most importantly, pay your taxes. Do your quarterly.
And we cover that, Tom, in a bunch of ideas on where you can find your write-off that are hidden within your business that you might not be thinking about. But Marianne, you know, before the commercial break, you know, talked about buying the silver and managing money, her desire to learn how to manage money. And the one statement I want to make to everybody is that we can't manage money until we can manage ourselves. You know, money is an object, and we can't really, we have to manage ourselves in what we do with money. You know, it's like people say time management. You can't stop time. You can't slow down time. You can't speed up time. You have to manage what we do with our time. We have to manage what we do with our money. So that the time management or the money management, it always comes back to us looking in the mirror and figuring out what we've got to do better.
And somebody wants to know which benefits you most, if they buy the book on Amazon or if they buy it straight from your website. Which do you prefer?
It's discounted on my website. They can get a discount on one copy, but they also can get both quantity discounts on there as well. And they also can get book's website, moneymindsetbook.com, they can get the audio on there as well. So I would encourage people, I don't care where they buy it, at the end of the day, you know, here's something that I shared with everybody a few months ago on a blog post. You know, a follower will read a book and say, wow, that was a great book. And they read it and put it aside. a leader will say, man, this is a good book. I need to get my entire team reading it. And then they'll promote it to their entire team and get everybody to rally around it. So whenever I find a good book, I don't say, oh, wow, that was great, put it on a bookshelf. I want my team to benefit from the same information that I'm benefiting from. So I hope that people are not just going to say, oh, I'm just going to go read this myself. You know, I can say, I could have kept this information myself and not written a book and done very well financially. I want everyone to benefit from this, and you all should have team conference calls or team discussions about it, because if the people in your team and your downline are not doing well financially, they're going to be stressed out. They're not going to be productive. They're not going to be attractive people. They're going to be, you know, stressing out their entire team, and they're going to wind up quitting the business. No, this book is going to help everybody way more than just another how-to book to how to go out and recruit or how to find a prospect.
And are you going to be doing webinars and coaching and things like that on this book like you did everything else that you do, where you're really doing team coaching and things like that? Have you given that up, or are you still doing that?
Here and there. If a team leader wants me to jump on a call, I've done a few of those. But I think that the audio that they go get on the book site is about almost an hour of very detailed overview. They can actually just listen in the car or listen while they're running down the street, you know, or at the gym or whatever the case is. So, you know, a lot of the stuff I'm trying to do, I'm trying to automate it as best I can so that everybody's got access, whether it's midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not around for them.
That makes nothing but sense to me. So the website, everybody, that you want to go to, I mean, this is critical, moneymindsetbook.com. Moneymindsetbook.com. Read through. It's a really clean, simple website. You're going to be able to see the Ferrari. You'll see the Bentley. You're going to see the way the guy lives his life. You'll actually see a picture of his home. I thought you were getting married. Did you get married?
Just in a matter of weeks, December 12th.
You'll be married on December 12th? Ha! I knew it. That's exciting. That's the greatest thing that ever happened to me, so I'm sure it's going to be the greatest thing that ever happened to you. Good luck with that. But the name of the game is everybody needs to pay attention to what Brian Carruthers is doing, because he's written two good books already, and this third book, Money Mindset, you have to read it. And again, going back to the conversations around what happened with Vima and some things like that, you want to be that person that's training people to be prudent and wise with their money, right, Brian?
Absolutely. And one thing I would ask everybody to do, it's just kind of a homework assignment or a personal checkup right now. Do you have a wealth-building account that's separate from your everyday living out of your bank account? So you got your bank account, you pay your bills out of, and you got your savings and all that. But do you have another account that you're paying yourself first? Let's just say 10% out of every commission check or every paycheck, that money goes into that wealth account, and that's not to be touched. It's not your rainy day fund. It's not when your car breaks down, you need an emergency, check to write. No, it's your wealth building account. That's your future that you never steal away from. Do you have one? And 90% of people in this industry, more than 90% that I talk to, say, you know what? I'll be honest, I don't. So if I could implore everybody that's listening to the show right now, if there's one takeaway that you can act on right now, even before you start reading the book, is go open up a brand new account that's going to be for your wealth building only and start putting money into it. I don't care if it's 25 cents a day.
Yeah, very cool. And you're in the business of geometric progression and compounding. And when you look at McDonald's, and the biggest swipe in credit cards in the United States is McDonald's, and you're getting killed by your by compounding, and you're financing Big Macs. And then in network marketing, you're basically compounding people. And if you would just take that mindset and say, I need to do the same thing with my money that I'm trying to do with my network marketing business, and reverse that trend where you're not using credit cards and letting that compound interest beat you, but you're literally taking your money and flipping it over, and you're the one doing the compounding, everything changes just like your network marketing business. Right, Brian?
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to see in my book what I call opportunity cost. So if you go buy, let's say, whether it be a Big Mac, or I don't know what they call it these days, because I haven't eaten one in so many years, but a pack of gum for $1.50. Well, do you all realize that the rule of seven, that means that your money will double every 7 years? It's just based on the compounding interest. So every 7 years, your money doubles. So a pack of gum, you might think the price tag says $1.50. You think it costs you $1.50. But 10 years from now, that $1.50 would have turned into $4 if you invested it. So when I look at a price tag, I don't look at what the price tag says at face value. I'm thinking, what is this going to cost my future if I pay $1.50 for this pack of gum? And am I willing, knowing that it's $4 and not $1.50, am I willing to pay $4 for it? If I still really want to chew it, then that's a decision I can make. The same thing with a first-class seat on an airplane. Would I want to pay an extra $500 to upgrade, to get a few more inches of leg space? Because that $500 in 10 years is actually $1,300 if I invested it. So am I willing to spend an extra $1,300 to upgrade my seat? My decision is normally no. So we just have to think about these kind of things so it actually bleeds into our thought process about money and how we're spending money.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Well, we love you. And having you on the show has been absolutely terrific. You are welcome back anytime. I'm going to buy a bunch of these books myself. Marianne, you'll read it in 2 seconds, won't you?
Yeah. No, I'm excited.
And it's the best thing that any of us could possibly read. You want to buy it. It's called Money Mindset. We've had Brian Carruthers. It has been a great show. We really, really appreciate it. Go buy the book. They're going to run out. Get it quick. Get it soon. And get it for your team. Brian Carruthers, thanks a million for coming on. We really appreciate you.
Larry and Tom, I love you guys. Appreciate you having me on your show, and keep up the great leadership and work you're doing for the entire network marketing profession. We all love you.
All right. See you later. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, we are back for the final segment. We got rid of Brian Carruthers. I think the guy is the real deal. You can just feel the guy. You know, he's frugal. I don't know that he's cheap, but he's frugal.
Yeah.
And he does really, really well with money. Yet he still looks like a movie star. He dresses impeccably. He carries himself. And he's done unbelievable stuff as far as marketing, as far as training and developing teams. And I think it was incredibly responsible for him to write this book about money and hanging on to it. Because it's hard to make money in multi-level marketing. And to think that you go lose it all after you go to all this work to earn it is really, really tragic. And for you and Ken, I mean, I'm so proud when I hear you going, well, we got our taxes caught up. We've got our credit report completely cleaned up. You had a bad investment a few years ago that wiped you guys out. And it's been a long road back, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, it has. And I mean, I think I love what... You know, what Brian said, and what a first-class guy, too. Just an amazing guy. But, you know, it's just something, I never had that education. I didn't have that knowledge. And I didn't even know there was anything different from what the way that I was doing it until, you know, I just started. I read Robert Kiyosaki's book in a weekend, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it's funny, I was thinking, because my son... You know, he was just off for almost a month with a concussion. And we thought we were going to help him out. And he goes, no, I've got plenty of money. He has been putting money away. And he saved it up. I had him read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I had him read Rich Kid, Poor Kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, Ken and I didn't have to help him out. And we were willing to. But he had it all set up. And so, I just think this will be a great book, not only for me, but for my kids.
No, I think that is great news, and I've watched you, and I'm proud of you. And every one of you out there should probably buy this book because it's going to change your life. But no matter what, you know, it's a great Saturday. And I'm in this profession because I know that with $1,000 a month, literally everybody on this planet is able to avert some sort of major catastrophe. I was just talking to my daughter a couple of nights ago, and she makes that kind of money in Youngevity, which is our company. I didn't want to say a company name. I can't believe I did that. But at the end of the day, my daughter, my little 26-year-old daughter with her big salary and this college education she's got, all she ever tells me is how thankful she is for that plan B check that she's got coming in, because she's in the world of .com.
Yeah.
So she works for a place called Ping Identity, and you never know if she's going to get downsized, laid off, they're going to get bought, and she's got a nest egg that people would die for.
Well, she had that experience where she was at that conference. Remember that? And the guy next to her got a text.
Oh, yeah. They laid off. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good call. They laid off everybody in the room but my daughter. So, and they did it via text. So the whole, and that was pretty crazy. Yeah. So, yeah. And
you just never know.
You never know. And how, you know, Seagate Technology here in town just laid off a whole bunch of people. And you keep reading about these people getting laid off or something, God forbid, happens like the Vima. And if you've got, you know, you take a look at, we bought this office building, for instance, and you know we've got rental homes all over the place. And all of those things are here because a guy told me that, you know, it never, ever lasts forever.
Right.
No matter how much you believe it's going to, nothing ever lasts forever. And I don't want to believe that. I want to believe my company and your company is going to be around forever. However, it would be naive to believe it. And the name of the game is for you to put some nuts away for the winter time. You know, I'm 64 years old. My wife's only 49. So as a result of that, she's got a long life ahead of her, even right now. And as a result, I don't want her to ever, if I do end up putting the airplane into the side of a mountain or something like that, I want her to be financially set forever, just exactly like I want you to be financially set forever and everybody I do business with. But I can help you with the money you're making. I don't know that I can help you with the money that you're spending. And the name of the game is learning how to hang on to it, right?
Yeah, and you know, one of my friends said that she went to see her accountant, and her accountant said, you need to get into a home-based business because you have no write-offs, you have no deductions. And you know, Brian mentioned that. It's not about how much money you make, but it's about how much money you keep. And starting a home-based business is a great way to have write-offs, and as you're making that money, building that residual income, you know, you can also use part of that for deductions. And, you know, that's been a godsend for me and our family. And yeah, we had some investments that, you know, we had no control over, and that just kind of went sour. And, you know, we had some health things, and so you just never know when that is going to come around. And you know what? I thought I had a big 401k. And,
yeah.
You know, I thought, oh, we've got a great retirement here. But guess what? We had to use that to live on.
Yeah. It's not fun. It's hard. Every one of you, put some nuts away for the winter. That's all I'm begging you to do. And even though you think, you know, that this Tesla that we just bought, I mean, I am freaking out about that thing. And the reason is it's because it's an expensive car. It's $140,000. That's about $100 more than I wanted to spend on a car. And even though it fit my, they approved me in 30 seconds on the loan, on the financing, I still am having major, major heartburn about that purchase. Even though it's a tax deduction because we're using it for business, and there's a million, longevity, again, is giving us a big car bonus check, it still is way beyond me. And as a result, I'm not wired that way. And I show a little lifestyle, but for the most part, I'll tell you what, my whole premise is exactly like you just said and like Brian Carruthers just said. Set yourself up for having a great life down the road. And that doesn't mean you'd have to be not spending any money or totally a miser. Just try to write deposit slips, not checks. And if you can save some money buying something used or where the depreciation's already got it, go do that. That's all I'm telling you. We love you guys. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you all next week on the Tom Chenault Show.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.